Blog Talk Radio.
Wanna thank the family, all the hours in the sea. We just wanna say thank you to all the children from the sea island. Thank you to all the children from the sea island for true. Or you did on we show Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. This way we do this your thing for true about who we be. All the anointed people of the Gullah Geechee. Every week we the pay. This your time for key upliftment. Oh, to the living legacy. Her pay ancestral homage. This year the Queen Quet head from the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. Happy Black Her Story Month. Happy Oman Month to everybody with a Yeti this Yahuda Oman and take out showing all around the world. We're so glad that you're going to tune in to this new broadcast, the same with we, where we will honor these your waters, what's around we. Oh, what's there on the sea. So first, let we wherever going to be, pour a little libation out. As we take this year, moment of silence for the ancestors, we have Mecham Cross, the Middle Passage. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. So this year, even as we honor and rewater in the Gullah Geechee Nation, we don't want our children to be cracking and think like that, but when we see their honor the water, then we just to do this year thing dry long so. We do this your thing, because in Al-Kibulan, plenty of your ancestors then will we come here. Then the honor, these your players, because more than mercy, they honor them. Them thing are nurture them. Feed them, your body and your soul and things like that. So nowadays, people are talking about either ancestral veneration, ancestral worship and things like that. The only way to do, just because you honor what God give you, that they all around we, you see. So we go into the water, we not play that tall, tall. We truly go into the water and not only be baptized for cleanse on the body and your soul. But we go into the water, oh, for reconnect. We soul, we spirit, center with God, you see. So every time we go in there, nothing like that in it. We just not do a shit thing like play. Like otherwise people were kind to the coast, especially now, this shit time here. And we honor this your time. Because you cannot come into the world without water. Come from the mama, you come out of water. You flow into the world. in this time. We not have no flu. Don't laugh for that. So see me, I'm going to cry for Peter the rest of the week. Because I'm going to make sure all 100 children with the enemy no overstand the show. So this is Queen Quet, chiefess and head of the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. And I'm going to speak this way only so that my listeners all around the world can grasp this and truly get understanding. If you tuned in to our first broadcast for this month, you realize, gee, women in particular, and the strength of our ancestral mothers. But now I want to take you into another aspect of spirituality amongst the Gullah Geechee. There are many Gullah Geechees who all were baptized and raised in churches, been in a praise house and all of this. But there's something spiritual to all of us, no matter what religious practice we have, about the water. Well, in certain religious groups, societies, the traditions around water are always connected to women. Because as I said in Gullah Geechee, you don't come into this world without coming through water. You float into the world. Once the water broke, you float into the world. Now, we get a rigidity after being here. It doesn't allow some people to flow at all. And I won't even get off into that topic about Western society and the rigidity and the boxed nature of it. But in most indigenous communities, you find that people have an energy that will flow, and those of the island, those of the coast, flow all the more. So there's no surprise that wherever our people were scattered throughout the African diaspora, there's that link and that connection, especially through our spirituality, our religious practices, one might say, our rites that we do. So whenever we go to the water here in the Gullah Geechee Nation, and there's plenty song, Take Me to the Water, Wade in the Water, Oh Chile Jordan, there's so many different songs that we sing about water. They reconnect us to our ancestors, the same ancestors that we just did a moment of silence for. Interestingly enough, it also connects us back to our Alkebulan ancestral roots without even realizing it. Because even in Yoruba tradition, which many people come to Beaufort County, South Carolina, looking for all of us to be Yoruba because there's the Oyotunji African village that was formed in Sheldon, South Carolina, here in Beaufort County. And people think all of us are Yoruba because it's here. No, those are people that were not Gullah Geechee that found a spiritual place in which to form a lifestyle outside of that that was the American melting pot. And then since then, some have intermarried with Native Gullah Geechee. Some Native Gullah Geechees have gone into Ifa. They have joined in at Oyotunji in Yoruba tradition that come, of course, from Nigeria, one of the many countries from which Gullah Geechees can draw our ancestry. So it's interesting that when we say Yemoya, this mother spirit is amongst women, a leading element, spiritually leading, especially when women are pregnant. You see, someone says she's a patron of women. And interesting, Ia, all right, is mother. Omo is child. Aya, fish. So here it is that this mother bearing this child with the fish, mother of fish children, you see, there should be that flow, there should be that energy, and many women now are looking at mermaids and kind of reconnecting with that kind of energy. And so here it is that rivers and streams and so forth, you would see people honor Yemoya there. Even if you were in Candomblé, Banda, which you find in Brazil, and other parts of South America in particular, and even in the United States, you will find very similar things happening. But you see the ocean is dominating, queen of the ocean. So when the fishermen and women go out, yes, this is that spirit that's guiding them. And they're taking out the boats and so forth. And again, seen as this spirit that is that creation spirit And so here it is that we have many people that don't flow with these things, and they don't flow right nowadays, hence why there are so many poison the waters and not be concerned about it. But even if you went to Cuba, other places where Santeria is, you would find they would say that, yes, you must honor Yemaya because she governs or owns the oceans and the seas. Many of you who have come and heard me present about the water spirit, if you are part of any of these particular spiritual practices, you probably were thinking of these names while I was telling this story. But it's one that also is a story of people recognizing that they need to protect the environment because it's somebody else's house. And we don't often think of it that way. But here in the Gullah Geechee Nation, we should always think of it because it houses that which feeds our bodies, literally, and our spirits, our souls. When we go down to the water and we breathe it in, we breathe out. There's a balance that happens. There's a circle of connection that happens. So many of you that follow me on the Gullah Geechee Nation Facebook fan page, and every now and then I'll post some of the videos at Gullah Geechee also on our Twitter feed. And I've met men who say, oh, yes, I love when you go to the water and you tell us to breathe in and breathe out. And breathing in, the water should bring in life, the same way the mother has life when that water is flowing inside. So just like people think of also, in Nigeria you have Oshun. You have Oshun, you have divinity, you have femininity, you have fertility, you have love. Also how it guides your destiny. And so here it is that when we think about these particular things that our ancestors even brought into the Gullah Geechee Nation, and that places like Oyetunji cause people to think back about and to reflect and to reconnect. There has to be flow. There has to be spiritual flow. Even in regard to Oshun, if you get into prosperity and the financial life, that's why there's gold everywhere where Oshun is. You have to think about it. Money being currency, prosperity has to flow in your life, in your direction. But if you are blocked off, nothing flows. If we block off our rivers, we will end up killing what should be swimming. And so we need to begin to see our spiritual and our human connections to all life. Water, we have stagnant water that we call swamps, but even in there are living things. And then we have water like here on these sea islands in the Gullah Geechee Nation from Jacksonville, North Carolina to Jacksonville, Florida that move. And we have high tides, we have low tides, we have massive waves. And the most blessed thing to do is for us to have a massive wave of prosperity and healing and divinity and blessing. And every time we go to the water, I can feel that energy. I can feel it like millions of droplets of water coming together, mounting up to be this massive wave of healing that would come over Mother Earth if we would all just pray together down by the riverside, and such a way to reignite that power and that energy, Yemaya, Oshun, Mama, yeah. So we birth a new world, birth a new day, where people aren't afraid of the sea levels rising, but that they actually would wade in the water and be healed by it. And in such a way that the same way in South Carolina at one point, water was covering up these that I live on now, called the Sea Islands, all the way up to where the state capitol is now. If you go to the South Carolina Aquarium, they have a stall on there, and they say, you are here now in Charleston, but they show you where Columbia is and say that that's where, when you flip around the kiosk, water was all the way up there at one point. But as time went on, similar to the story of Noah in the Bible, the water started to recede. How do we know that that time would not come again if people would spiritually reconnect and truly honor the water? We had a blessed opportunity to work and honor the fact that the waters are so healing and that we now need to heal the water from ocean pollution, from river pollution, from things that are causing the ocean to acidify, changing its own pH balance in such a way that then the bivalves cannot live there, our blue crabs, our oysters, and eventually our shrimp that all have these shelled bodies may not be able to live there anymore because the ocean is not in balance. But who's to say if we would do right on land, cry out to God for the healing of it, and just wade in that water with positive love spirits, that it would not make the water subside, make the waters renew, and that renewed healthy water could again cocoon us like we were cocooned in our mother's wombs, healthy, sustained, secure. Because right now with the waters being polluted, there's food insecurity. We have too many things that are happening on land that are impacting that womb that God created called the waters. And so here it is that I truly believe that in honoring the water through the work that many people came together, we had 52 volunteers, the number 7, that came together on last Saturday for Gullah Geechee Create Day on St. Helena Island. And as we were there by the water, by the creek, there was such a beautiful breeze, like the ancestors were blowing on us. The night before it had rained, like the libation had already fallen. Oh, all the predictions on the news said it was going to rain through the Saturday, and instead we were there in beautiful sunshine beneath the Spanish moss-grown trees that just overhung right where the creek began. So we had mothers there with children. We had mothers there with daughters. We had women that work in the field of microbiology and environmental science, all there honoring the water during Women's Her Story Month. And here it is, what a blessing it is to just be able to still live on this coast, still be able to have people go out as we honor the Gullah Geechee Fishing Association's anniversary. This is the 14th year of its existence. But they can still actually go out and get fresh fish and bring it back in for us to eat. But if we don't continue to honor Mother Earth, will she continue to nurture us? Will she continue to feed us? Much less what will happen with our womb. There are rivers drying up the United States and other parts of the world. There are massive droughts that are taking place. So there's nothing to say that water would always be where it is now, like I said about here in South Carolina, and where they show us that it used to be hundreds of years ago. So while we have water, fresh, clean water, while we have waters that need an opportunity to be healed, I encourage you to go down to the water. Join in one of these river cleanups, one of these beach sweeps. Help clean up the waters and honor the legacy on the land so that we can leave healed waters to future generations as they flow into the world and especially flow into this Gullah Geechee Nation. So it's a wonderful thing to be the founder of the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition, which sponsors this broadcast, by the way. Because every time I have to say the name, I think of the word sea. And in and of itself, just the pronunciation for me provides a flow and a reconnection and a visualization of these islands no matter where I am in the world. And so it's a blessing to have others flow with us, flow through into our coast and work with us. As we say, work together, children, don't you get weary. And so it's a blessed thing also to be able to go out and connect with people. So this coming Saturday, which will be March 23rd, I will connect with people up at the College of William and Mary in Virginia. I'll be presenting at 9 a.m. a healing session for our family and our people. Those who will be in person will really feel the energy. They also have a virtual link, and if you go to GullahGeechNation.com, you can click on events, and you can click on Queen Quet, either one, and you can find out how to register for the virtual attendance. But if you're in Virginia, I encourage you to come out to the College of William and Mary on Saturday coming. And the following Saturday, I will be back in South Cackalack, in Union, South Carolina. It's something we're calling Forging a Life, and it will take place at the Rose Hill Plantation property. It's a historic property up in Union, South Carolina, where I and many others will come and embody our ancestors, some that were on this coast and were forced to migrate inland and then no longer being along the water. I can only imagine how their souls must have felt that happening. And so because I would want to feel literally like a fish out of water, I call together everyone every year for the Coastal Cultures Conference that we host right on historic St. Helena Island, South Kakalaki, which will take place April 3rd through 6th of this year. These events are on Eventbrite. They're also on GullahGeecheNation.com, GullahGeecheNation. There ain't no I in Geechee for the we. And for the we have to come together for honor who we be. And this your water, the part we gonna get your legacy for true. If what ain't going to, what you think it going to? So this your thing. It's time for we know see. Just like the water would be here. The water bring we. The water going to take we back. Planting flow from you. The water line still. Come all the way this your line. Sometimes when I find is your thing. Ian see how I'm fast. So run to us, when it can go out into the water and find who we be. Oh, still standing up for this your life. And run to us for we legacy. So, honey, children, my prayer say, honey, yeti this year. Oh, and you yeti we show. But how when you yeti, you're in a dry long soul. That you understand, say, the time for we know who we are and know, say, oh, this your thing. You can't hide without the mother. And the mother bring the children without the water. So if the water not here, we not here. Oh, children. Then we see it, quite be sealed. And not in a good way. Oh, but dear, my dear, we go without the flow. So pray for it. This your broadcast will bring honor back. And honor to learn a lot of fact. And what for do for the shoreline, I think I got it. Well, honor the day there for true. Oh, remember that you can't get you without mama walk and mama water who are bringing to this your world, you. So I thank all the listeners who thought it not robbery to tune in again. We pray that all of you who have Apple Music and so forth, that you subscribe to Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio so that you can always be alerted when there are new broadcasts, and we have many more episodes that will be coming up. We will be back on the air next Monday, 7 p.m., sharing one of our new episodes with you, sharing some moments and reflections from our ancestors. Because sometimes you have to bring them back to your remembrance, they remind me. But before Women's First Story Month is over, I pray you go to the water and that you honor those ancestral mothers of your family, whether it's at a river, a lake, an ocean, that you honor the femininity and that flow that it has to have, that you honor the womb of Mother Earth by honoring the water. But especially, we appreciate all of you, the waters of the Gullah Geechee Nation, healthy. And we have many more opportunities to do so, including at the Coastal Cultures Conference, April the 3rd. We will start off with another Gullah Geechee Create Day. And we have to find creative ways to continue to keep ourselves sustained and to balance out what's happening here on the earth and right of us in the water. So I thank you for tuning in. You can always email us at the Gullah Geechee Sea Island Coalition to join into our efforts at gullgeeco@aol.com, 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 and you can go to gullahgeechee.net or gullahgeecheeland.com and begin to join us, begin joining the efforts that we are doing to not only protect the waterway, but to continue a legacy of who we be down here in this year land of the Gullah Geechee. This year the Queen Quet, head upon the body of the Gullah Geechee Nation. Oh, so I thank you for joining me this evening, that you taught them not robbery, for yet more from we, but who we be, but we show Gullah Geechee Rhythm Radio. Looking forward to seeing plenty of you in Virginia, and then in Union, and then here from historic St. Helena Island, South Kakalaki. Peace and blessings. Thank you.